Hello, I'm Doyle Davidson, servant and apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, ministering locally to the body of Christ in Dallas, Fort Worth, Texas, sent by God to your house to declare the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm doing this audio from the office in my home, the second one that I've done this afternoon. Well, welcome all of you. Love all of you. I just did an audio that will be extremely controversial, irritating, upset the devil, anger the devil, make the devil wish that I should die, but I'll live and I'll preach the gospel to the poor, of whom you are one of them. The Spirit of the Lord's upon me, because He's anointed me. Preach the gospel to the poor. Send me to heal the brokenhearted. Preach deliverance to the captives. Recovering the sight to the blind. Set at liberty them that are bruised. Thank God. 1 Corinthians 15:3-4 tells us what the gospel is. How that Jesus died for our sins according to Scripture. He was buried. He rose again the third day according to the Scripture. The word is nigh thee, in my heart and in my mouth. It's a word of faith which I preach. You will confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God had raised him from the dead. You shall be saved. Thank God. With the heart, man believeth unto righteousness, and the mouth confession is made unto salvation. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It is the power of God unto salvation. Everyone that believeth, the Jew first, and also to the Greek. Therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by his faith. Amen. Well, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God. Thank God. Clap your hands, all you people. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph. Shout, clap your hands, all you people. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph. Clap your hands, all you people. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph. Clap your hands, all you people. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph. Thank God I'm triumphing over drugs, administration of drugs, witchcraft, sexual perversion of all kinds, oral sex, sodomy, licking, thank God, and adultery. Oh, God, am I ever overcoming this spirit that has been encompassed me at Water of Life since 1980 when I came here, and then 81 when I bought the property I'm in and went on radio in October 1st, 81. I think I said on the other one, 80, mistake. But I've been surrounded by porno kings, pornography. God bless pornography. Are you kidding? Pornography in 83, a man came to me overcome with pornography. It affected his mind, his intellect. He was so infected with pornography that he couldn't help himself. He couldn't help himself but to follow the spirits of witchcraft in pornography. Oh, my God, was he overcome. He said it infected his mind so bad he could do nothing but obey what pornography showed him. The images. Oh, my God. I've dealt with people that have been so overpowered with porno images. Yeah, porno images. They just did what those images showed them to do, told them to do, and they didn't intend to follow them, but they did because the porno images were so powerful, anointed of Satan, that it overpowered them, and they obeyed those spirits of pornography and committed all kinds of sins, every kind of sin that I ever heard of. God, have mercy on your people. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Good night. God bless. Noel Davidson, Plano, Texas.